a gift.
The entire town loved Yardley, with good reason. Thanks to her, the matriarch and great-granddaughter of the town founder had loosened up enough to remove the town's name of cemetery from every local business. Before Yardley had won that particular argument through persistence laced with kindness, Emily had suffered the misfortune of running Cemetery Florals, which made it seem that she only supplied flowers for burials. Actually, the small town didn't even have a cemetery. Those who passed away were buried in Albee, the next town over.
You're still wearing shoes.
Jumping at the sound of that deep, rich voice coming from right behind her, Emily turned too fast and almost stumbled off the stepping stone. Saul Culver reached out and caught her arm, his hand big and warm against her bare elbow as he steadied her. She looked up, way up, into incredibly nice green eyes, then down to those broad shoulders and the open front of Saul's shirt.
Careful,
he said, releasing her and then pressing a wine cooler into her hand.
I didn't mean to startle you.
Emily took the frosty bottle automatically, realized what it was, and tried to hand it back. I can't have this, she protested. At 41, she was well past the age of drinking on the beach, especially during a job. I'm working.
Em, no one is working.
Saul was the only one who shortened her name, and from him, she liked it. Says the man who only just stepped away from the fire pit. She breathed in the scent of smoked wood, laced with his sun-warmed hair and skin. Such a pleasant mix. The wedding, followed immediately by a reception, had gone on for hours now, and everyone was a little wilted, pleasantly so. Somehow for Saul, it only made him more appealing.
That wasn't work,
he protested.
Not really, since I had plenty of helpers.
Yes, she'd noticed that. A lot of men had enjoyed chatting with Saul as he'd roasted meat over the fire. But then all the women, married and single, too young and too old, had at one point or another visited with him also. Repeatedly, Emily had found her gaze on him. A few times, he'd gazed back. It means nothing. Over the past few months, she'd started to wonder if she and Saul might. But no. For one thing, she was older than him. Okay, not by much, but still, at her age, every year counted. For another thing, Saul was fun. Everyone in cemetery would say so. Within minutes of meeting him, vacationers would smile and relax. The townspeople went to him whenever they had a joke to tell, or if they needed cheering up. His brand of comfort was good food, a drink or two, and plenty of humor. She, however, was merely pleasant. No one laughed it up with her. No one told her dirty jokes or made sexy suggestions. She was merely Emily Lucretia, the flower lady. Most of her friends treated her like a grandma. Granted, 41 wasn't young, but she didn't really consider it old either.
The food is all but gone,
Saul said.
Everyone brought their appetite. Of course, fresh air and sunshine could make anyone hungry.
Don't be modest, she chided. It's the excellent food that really mattered. Being the owner of a local barbecue restaurant, Saul had generously supplied a big portion of the scrumptious meat for the wedding. Sally had donated a gorgeous wedding cake from her bakery shop, Sally's by the Shore, and Daniel had gifted the newlyweds a honeymoon at the bride's favorite feature in the town, the honeymoon cottage. Emily had, naturally, decorated with flowers, and everyone else had brought side dishes and drinks. The wedding was the town's gift to Yardley, because she was a gift to all of them.
Em?
Dipping down to better meet her gaze, Saul asked,
You okay?
Blinking fast, Emily realized that for a second there, she'd been lost in thought. I'm fine. She tried a quick...